Okay. All right, so we should be streaming now. If anybody could let us know on the live chat how the audio is. Yep, we are live on YouTube.
I see it.
You see it? All right, good.
I can see it.
I just want to make sure if I see. Oh, yeah, we're also live on Facebook. Fantastic. All right,
Awesome.
while we wait for people to join. Salam, audio okay? Hey, Sunshine, thank you for that. I'm just gonna quickly. So we're gonna. I have Jim on the line. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Armin.
So just for people that are new here, I'm just gonna explain very quickly that we are gonna be basically going over the news for the past what has happened in the past week, news that has been suggested to us for us to cover. And if you would like to suggest for us to cover news for future in the future, please go ahead and leave a comment. Not right now, but once the live is over, go on YouTube and leave a comment in as a comment in the YouTube version of this video on Atheist Republic's YouTube channel. I know the people on Facebook. Yep, you have to leave the comment on YouTube for us to take the suggestions because that also the comments also helps us. Helps our YouTube channel, and at the same time, this is a great way for us to make sure that we're covering the news that is important to you and news that you think that hasn't been covered much. I'm trying to
Hi,
see.
Adam.
Okay. I'm trying to see if I can see. Okay, so this week I'm not gonna do a shout out to patrons. Next week I'm gonna do. We got a whole bunch of new patrons recently, so thank you for the 20 for the new patrons. Wow, we got 22 new patrons. It's really good. I think we're gonna hit our goal very soon. So 22 in the past month. We need 100 patrons to be able to cover all the costs of our staff hosting, all the softwares that we use, all the editing for the books that we publish. Everything that we do. So once we get to 100 patrons, I think all those costs will be able to we're able to cover it. The cover designs of the books that we publish, the translations that we do, and everything else. The web develop the money that we pay to our web developers. So if you want to support Atheist Republic, if you want to continue us going, so far we've been paying mostly out of pocket. But now I think if we reach 100 patrons, we finally be able to cover all our costs. So thank you for all the people that joined. I'm gonna read their names next week. But yeah, so with that being said, the news today is not is really, I mean, it's always depressing, but this one is. So go ahead, Jim. What do we have? The first one.
Tara Fares, she's a well-known model and social media fashion icon. She was shot and killed on Thursday by unknown assailants in Baghdad. She has a very large Instagram following, over 2 million followers, and so that investigation is beginning.
Why was she killed?
Nobody really knows. A lot of people suspect that her death is linked to the deaths of two other women that have died in Baghdad. They were beauticians, so all these women are in the beauty industry. And there is also a fourth woman that has also been targeted. And so a lot of people in this industry in Iraq and especially in the Baghdad area are very concerned about people in that industry.
Okay, the killing of the model who has over 2 million followers on Instagram. That's really sad. And you said there are some other attacks by people in the same industry?
Yes, that's correct. There was one woman who was the owner of a beauty shop, and another woman who was a beautician. They died 1 week apart in August in Baghdad. And Miss Fares, she was in that same industry, and probably knew these women.
And th this is looks a lot like honor killing, doesn't it? Right?
Yeah, it looks a lot like extremists trying to send a message to women, trying to empower other women. So it seems like they're kind of making examples out of them.
this is, yeah, I mean, unfortunately, it might work. I mean, if you are somebody that was being considering this career, if you see news like this,
Right.
you might reconsider.
Sure. Well, and the worst part is all of these attacks happened in broad daylight. For example, Tara, she was shot 3 times in her convertible in the middle of the street in the middle of the day, and these other two women were also killed in the middle of the day. So it also makes the citizens uncomfortable with their current security situation. They can't put any trust in their police.
So when were the other women killed? Like, it seemed like the only reason, I mean, it seems this has been happening, but
Right.
is the only reason why this is getting more attention is because she has 2 million followers, so this was a bigger deal. But this has been happening. It's just that we haven't been getting it hasn't been getting the attention that it deserves. Is that the case?
I do believe that's the case. I mean, this woman has an international following from the United States and everywhere else. And I mean, compared to the other two women, where they just provided a local service, but in the area, they were all still very well-known people.
Oh, they were okay. Do you think
Oh
that?
yes, in Baghdad.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to be. I mean, we don't want to assume, but it seems like basically it's a kind of like honor. It seems like it must. It's religious, right? I mean, it's kind of
Absolutely.
obvious, right? Because these women are in the industry, and this is not Islamic. So, I mean,
Right.
I think it's a pretty safe bet here. Moosegal is saying, I already sent you this via Twitter, but don't know if you saw it. No, Moosegal, as I mentioned, we get a lot of messages from many places. Like our Twitter notification is Twitter notification, Twitter inbox, Facebook notification, Facebook inbox. It's unbelievable how many messages we get, so we can't. We have a lot of full-time crew members, but even with that, we can't go through everything. So the best place for us to notice your new suggestions would be to wait for this video to for when the live version of it is over to comment your new suggestion on last week's video, like when once this video is done, right? So that helps. First of all, it's not as noisy there because our YouTube is not as big as our Facebook and our Twitter. So that's a good place, and also because the commenting on our YouTube channel helps our channel grow, YouTube channel grow. So that's please, if you see any news like this that deserves more attention, that you want us to cover, that you think it's not getting enough attention, please go ahead and leave a comment for us to for us. By the way, shout out to Anna that goes and looks at all these comments. She's one of our full-time employees. So thank you so much for doing that, Anna. She comes up with summaries and sends us to Jim, and Jim does the research, and then we cover it here. So thank you, Anna. Muscal is saying, if there is a way you can warn anyone you care about in Iran, please. Oh no, that's not relevant to the news. Let's go to Soraya. Was her any statement was there, I think she's saying. Was there any statement that was anti-Islamic or something anytime? No. Was did Tara have any form of activism or any anti-Islamic messages that she posted or anything like that?
Well, just by being a woman that wears makeup, or a woman in the beauty industry that's into fashion, and that basically wears anything other than Islamic mandated clothing, is being controversial. And I mean, especially in Baghdad, I mean, you don't have to be you don't have to have an anti-Islamic message. All you have to do is look anti-Islamic.
Yeah, but to make that point, like, did she say anything that was anti-Islamic or any messages that were? No.
Not that I saw. I mean, as far as I can see, she left religion well out of it. She was just all about her profession.
So the only thing they found offensive was basically her body, right?
Right, and
Yeah.
that's all that I could. Right, then
Yeah.
that's all I could find as well. Well, that and the message of empowerment to other women. She was spreading this message, and other women in Baghdad looked up to her as a culture icon, and she was really changing the way that women looked at fashion in Baghdad.
Did she say anything to encourage like other women to empower other women? Like, did she have a message like that?
I mean, not really, other than just,
Being a role
the
model.
beauty message, but right. It was nothing specifically anti-Islamic. And also, the fourth woman, what happened this past week, she was a woman's rights activist, and she was killed in Basra.
Okay, let's look at the top comment. The top comment is actually very interesting from Mark. This is the comment that people leave when we post these news items on the Atheist Republic's Facebook page. Mark is saying, wait a second, guys and girls. Surely we have to be better than this. Let me actually remove this headset because I think the audio from this is getting to my mic. Okay, wait a second, guys and girls. Surely we have to be better than this. The atheist community constantly propagates quite rightly upon the, is that what I'm propagates here? Upon the faithful, the insanity of believing something without proper reason or evidence to do so. This article merely states that the model was killed and that nobody knows why yet. As horrific as this is, and with all the sensitivity to her poor family, we have no reason to immediately assume anything about why it happened. If we are just going to jump to conclusions that it was religiously motivated based on nothing more than the fact it was a female in a religious country, we are offering no better logic or reason than the flat earth era or the faithful. Okay, so two things, Mark. First of all, we have to be better than this. I think, first of all, I don't agree with assuming that atheists are superior in any way. Always people say, oh, atheists claim to be superior or better. First of all, no, I don't want us to claim that. All we are, what we're claiming as an atheist community is that we need to be treated equally. So we, like, I'm not sure if you're suggesting that there, but we never suggested that. Right, I'm hoping. I mean, the only thing that we claim that it is better is that we got the answer to one question right, which is the existence of a God. There not being any evidence for it. Other than that, we don't claim any other sort of superiority. We might be wrong about many other things, right? With
Right.
regards to being skeptical, I don't think the article said like. We are when we ourselves said we don't there wasn't any you Jim mentioned that there's no report in this that what we don't know who did this and what their reasoning was. We're making an educated guess which we're not sure about, right? Statistically, it's just very based on who she was and based on the other women that they were killed. And based on the industry that she is, and based on the location where she is, it's
Right.
very. We just know that it's very likely that this was the reason. We're not
Well,
sure if this is the reason, and nobody claimed that we know that this is the reason. And I think the article also that you read didn't claim that this was the reason. So we're just
Right.
making a. We're just making an educated guess. It's not
Well,
a. Yeah.
and I mean, to be honest, it's not even us. It's not even me making an educated guess, because I'm just going off of what the locals in Baghdad are saying. The locals in Baghdad believe that these murders are connected and that they are religiously motivated. So it's not the atheist community perpetuating these
Right.
ideas or these claims. We're just simply
So
reporting others.
it's the Muslims that think that this is religious. Like, is the Muslims that are against it still think this is religiously motivated? So based on the Iraqi police that are Muslims, right, that are not endorsing this crime, based on their educated guess, which probably they know better than me and you would, that this is religiously motivated, right?
Right.
Right, that's their guess. So yeah, that's their, but just to be fair to Mark, it's good that you're skeptical, but it's not good that you're not skeptical about us being skeptical. Ed is saying, hey, what happened to all that free dumb America unleashed on the Iraqi people? Okay, this is getting to politics. We don't have time for that right now. Soraya is saying, in that case, she was a big deal. In case of culture, she would have started a movement, like ladies, I don't know. We don't know what kind of movement she would have started. Let me just see if there are any Facebook comments that are. By the way, guys, in Facebook, if you guys want me to read your comments, because there's a lot of Facebook comments, always use the always tag Atheist Republics, use at Atheist Republic, and that way I'll know that you want me to read your comment. But make sure it's relevant to the news. Anyways, next news. Let me actually load this one. All right.
Next news comes from Chechnya, the first concentration camp for homosexuals since Hitler's camp in the 1930s, is currently torturing and using electric shocks and beating to death gay men. As a matter of fact, last week 100 gay men were detained and three of them have been killed, according to reports. According to a Russian newspaper, several camps have been set up in Chechnya, so this is not the only one. Those arrests include well-known local television personalities, religious figures, and we have some reports from prisoners who have escaped that have said that others were beaten to force them to reveal the identity and the location of other members of the gay community.
Holy shit. This is crazy.
Right, and this has been going on since February of last year, but as early as last week, things have been really ramping up, and this is when they've been opening up these extra camps and really trying to target this community.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, this is the first concentration camp for gays since Hitler, right? Since World War II.
Right, since the 1930s.
Oh, fuck. How many did you mention how many people are in these camps?
We don't have an exact number on how many are in all the camps, but we do know that just last week 100 gay men were arrested and detained.
So that's 100 addition to whoever is already in these camps, right?
Right, correct.
And this, so we now have prisoners who escape. How did this prisoner escape? Good for
We
him.
don't know. Yeah,
Yeah.
we don't know how that they escaped, but we know that this has been going on for a while. And in fact, last year there were reports that this prison, these concentration camps, were allowing homosexuals to return early on the condition that their family kill them. So they were releasing them to their own family so that they could perform honor killings.
Wait, what? They are releasing them with the condition that their family actually kills them.
Correct. And
What the fuck? Like, what? So they say they won't kill them, kill it themselves, but they want the families to do the job for them? I don't
right,
understand.
because they don't want to report they don't want them to have any government benefits, so they're taking away their visas, and they're telling them that they can go free on basically one of two conditions. They either leave Chechnya forever without anything, without a passport or basically any sort of identity. But basically, it all comes down to President Kadyrov not wanting any gay people in the Chechen Republic.
Okay, and do you know why is this? Is this religiously motivated or just pure homophobia for them?
It seems to just be pure homophobia. I'm sure that there's some sort of religious influence, whether it be Catholic or whatever. I'm not sure, and I wouldn't go as far to speculate.
Right.
But I do know that this President Kadyrov and President Putin are allies, and Putin
Right.
has yet to say anything about this. And apparently, in even in Russia, in Moscow, this is big news, and everybody knows about it, and nothing's being done.
Right. I mean, I know the guy, he is a bit religious, so it might be religiously motivated, right? So, and
Right.
he does use religious propaganda to I don't know. I mean, sometimes, okay, so it's a chicken and egg thing, right? Is somebody religious and therefore they're homophobic, or they're homophobic and they're just using religion to make excuses for their homophobia. Some people are homophobic with that religion, but
Right.
either way, religion is always a negative force. Whether you're homophobic because of religion, religion is a negative force, or you're just homophobic and you're using religion as a cover, religion still is a negative force. It does mention that those arrested include well-known local television personalities and religious figures. So even some
Right.
religious people were arrested.
Correct. And this all started because one man got arrested in February of last year on a drug-related offense, and in order to let them go, he provided them with locations and names of a whole bunch of people, and just they created an entire suspect list, and they started doing what they're calling gay raids, where they were raiding these places that they would get information from other people that they have detained.
Wow, we have a lot of comments on this one. Wow, this one got a lot of comments. Okay, so the top comment is from Austin. He said, "Proud atheist, this would not happen if everybody didn't believe." Sometimes usually I would be skeptical about this because with that religion, people will still be there will still be homophobia. But I would agree that if without religion, there would be less excuses for anti-gay discrimination. And without religion, I
Right.
think the amount would be enough for us to be able to force people that are homophobic not to be able to prosecute gay people, right? So I would agree with what Austin is saying here. Marin is saying this is the problem with atheism. You have no love of God in you. Hatred will never end as long as there are people who feel they need to hate someone who is different from them. What the fuck? This is what is this on this?
What?
Why is this on this? Your
What?
comments, Kenneth is saying your comment shows the importance of education. This has nothing to do with atheism. Yes, and I'm not sure how did she manage to get. Oh, maybe because most of the reaction how she got top comments because most of the reactions she got was laughing. Okay. Andrew is saying, and the US has concentration camps for migrants. Fuck you, Andrew, for trying to compare everything to the United States. The United States
Well,
is not the entire fucking planet. The world doesn't evolve around, oh my God, everything.
yeah, the United States is not a great thing to set as a standard. Like it's really a piss poor standard, so people should
No,
really stop
no. I
using
would actually
it.
disagree with you, Jim. The United States is better than most places, but it has its
But as a
problem.
standard,
What? No,
but
it's not. No,
as a
it's not a
standard.
standard. But no, it's not a standard. But I think a lot of people in the United States are so self-obsessed with their country that every world news that they get, they think the whole world is revolves around the United States, right? So they see the world as the United States and everywhere else. Like it's just like two parts, right? So every time you say something bad about anywhere in the world, they're like, well, we have it worse here than in the United States. First of all, most of the time, no, you don't. You have problems, but it's not, there are some examples that is worse, but this is, fuck, Andrew. This what happened? Okay, so what happened to migrants, children in the United States? Those are horrific and they're bad, right? But it's nothing compared to having a concentration camp for gay people. It's
Right.
nothing
These
compared to that, right? And
people were forced into small rooms, 40 people in these tiny rooms, and they were beaten with pipes, their legs broken, they were tortured with electricity, they were hooked up to live wires and plugged in
right.
and unplugged and plugged back in and unplugged. They were mocked, they were insulted, they got spit on, and they had to live in their own shit and piss. I mean,
Right.
I mean, yeah, it's like Armin said, it's beyond comparison.
Yeah,
You
but
can't
this is
compare it to that.
but this is not a failure in logic. This is just a failure in this the source of this is basically being so self-obsessed that you have to make everything about the United States. You know what I mean? Like
Right.
I think that's the motivation here. It's called the oppression Olympics, right? You have to be the victim. And if you ever point to other victims, you can't, you know, you can't. You have to be the, your country has to be the worst country, right? You have to have it
Right.
worse. You can't have 5 minutes focusing on some other country's problem. You have to somehow bring it back to yourself. Vicky is saying, like, the camps they have here for immigrants. Oh my God, Vicky,
Oh man.
shut the
And the
fuck up.
next
Yeah,
one.
Karen, also the next upcomer. And the world just, oh no, okay, no, Karen is good. The world just watches. Well, yeah, so let's see what the other one, next one is. The whole, okay, but in the YouTube live chat, the Mad Gatheist is saying it's Chechnya, the Muslim area. Yes, Chechnya is Muslim, right? And
Yes.
this guy is also uses religion, Islam, as a huge propaganda in boosting his own profile. And I don't know if this is his own homophobia or if he's trying to appease other Muslim leaders or in his country. I don't know.
It's very true.
So let's see. YouTube chat. Moose Gal is saying homophobia must be totally eradicated. All people must be treated with human dignity. I agree with that. Well, yeah, not all humans, but yes. The Mad Gatheist is saying, and I'm wrong for saying we aren't considered equal. Not sure what that's referring to. I think that's a pushback against what I said, that atheists are not superior, right?
He was responding to a previous comment that he made earlier in the
Okay.
live chat.
Yeah, okay. The Mad Gatheist is saying we can't stop fighting these types of bigotry till the whole world is free. I agree with that. Let me see if there's any Facebook comments. Again, people on Facebook live chat, if you guys want me to read anything, because the comments there are a bit more, make sure that you tag Atheist Republic for me to read it. Nothing here. Okay, good. That was easy. All right, so let's go to the next news.
Okay, the next one has to do with my homeboy,
Oh no.
Republican Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz, in a debate last week with Beto O'Rourke, he responded to a question about gun safety by saying that mass shootings were the result of removing God from the public square. On the other
Again?
hand, because we removed God from the public square. Everything bad happens because God's not in it. And if God is in it and bad still happens, then it's meant to be. I mean,
Right.
so Democrat Beto O'Rourke, he responded saying that thoughts and prayers are just not going to cut it anymore, and the children of Texas deserve better. And Cruz added after that he wanted more than thoughts and prayers. And when pushed on that, he said that he wanted more officers with guns in every school to protect students from guns.
Right. I don't know if we want to do a gun discussion here. That would be completely different from what, yeah, I don't know.
I think we just need to talk about the weak appeal to the masses in the form of just saying, well, we just need God, we just need to pray. It's just a cop out.
Yeah, I mean, people point out, like, we had shootings in churches as well, so I'm sure
Right.
they had praying, removing.
Right.
So there's praying there. There's a lot of God in churches. So if removing God is from schools is responsible for school shootings, then why do we have shootings in church?
Sure. Well, and in these schools, you can't tell me that amongst these poor victims that they weren't brought up in church, that they weren't saved, they weren't baptized, they weren't practicing Christians. You can't tell me that God would not protect faithful followers for the simple fact that they wouldn't pray in school.
And is the interesting thing is, like, well, you don't let God in school, so God is not there to protect you. And like, this is such a weak God. Like, how can he can't get in the school because we didn't let him there? Like, it's kind of like how, like, he
Right.
can't get in. Like, is it like a, is it like a vampire? Like, it's not, if it's not invited, it actually can't go.
Well,
Like, isn't he supposed to be like very powerful? Like, it's like he needs a permission slip or something to be able to come to protect people.
Maybe God's been sitting in his throne for so long that he's lost all muscle tone in his legs and arms, and he's not strong enough to knock. He's just got to sit there and wait for you to wheel him in.
Man, but it's so bizarre. Like, oh, you didn't let God in. Well, I'm so sorry. Your God is so weak that he needs to be let in.
Yeah.
Anyways,
And
art. Yeah.
like Beige Price is saying in the comments, I'm sure they were calling on God while getting shot. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm sure that there were, people praying, that God stop this, God help me, God, I'm dying, please save me. And it happens everywhere. But in this particular case, Ted Cruz is making the argument that if God was there, then that wouldn't have happened. And that's just it's a poor argument.
So Art is saying in the comment section, I see. So God is fragile. Oh, he's making the same point we just made. So God is fragile and so easily offended that he allows lunatics to enter schools and butcher children. That's your God. Thanks, but I want nothing to do with him. Another one,
Bingo.
Drew is saying, I thought God was everywhere with all his or her magical powers. He or she have stopped those shootings exactly. So Channel is responding to Art. He's saying he did turn a poor woman into a pillar of salt for looking back at her hometown as he burned it, and he did ask a man to murder his own son in his name as a show of faith. Oh, and he did kill the firstborn children of all Egyptians as punishment. So yeah, thinking not the best guy ever, but also to be able to all, so okay, Ramesses didn't leave Egypt, didn't leave God in Egypt, but God managed to go kill all the firstborn children, right? Like people in when God sent fire down a city, like he those people weren't praying, but God was managed to go there and stop them from sinning. So how come he can't just turn these shooters into pillars of salt? Julian is saying, yet predominantly atheist countries, they don't seem to have this problem.
Well, if the Christians, especially Ted Cruz, would take the time to open his own Bible, he can open it to Matthew 18:20, where it says, "Where two or three gather in my name, there am I with them." So, if there are two or three Christians there that are faithful Christians and followers of God, I mean, that's God should be right there, right?
Right, so let's go read the. Let me see. Okay, Moosecow is saying U.S. still U.S. still has, we still have. Okay, we still have homophobia. Last Sunday, two gay men got. Okay, so that's the U. That's from the previous news. The mad gay theist is saying Ted Cruz's days are numbered. Moosecow is saying the other guy. I think she's referring to you, Jim. The other guy, not Armin, you're Texan, right? Are you? Yes, right.
Yes, I am Texan.
So, do you think Beto will win against Ted Cruz?
I do. I do. I absolutely do.
Wow.
I don't know how Ted Cruz got to where he is in the numbers in the polls after that horrific run for president that was or for a presidential nominee. It was awful. Awful. But yeah, I think that Beto O'Rourke really reflects what most Texans want, and I believe that he is middle of the road enough or neutral enough that most moderate Republicans or moderate conservatives would vote for him.
Right. So J. Tony Smith in the Facebook chat is saying God couldn't get in, like what we just said, avoids the real arguments about faith and free will. It oversimplifies faith. It is as bad as what they do to us. I don't think it's bad as they do what they do to us because they kill us. Back where in my country, they would kill me for my atheism. So. I don't think it's just as bad for us to. I don't think we're oversimplifying what we're saying, but it's always very interesting when people say like, "Oh, what we're doing to religious people is the same thing as they do to us." No, no, it's not. Okay, first that. Second,
Can
yeah, go on.
oh, no, go ahead and wait, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, go ahead.
I just wanted to address a YouTube comment. Mark Apple, this religious negativity is rampant. This shit divides us all more than anything. We are already divided, and it's because of this religious negativity that we're divided. We are reporting on this religious negativity. Our negative approach to religion has to do with the horrific results of religion being practiced.
Right, and also I just wanted to also respond to J. Tony Smith in the Facebook chat. He or she, they say we're oversimplifying. Actually, we're not. They're just making shitty arguments. If you have a problem with what we're saying about them, they should come up with better arguments. This is what they're saying.
Absolutely.
They are saying that school shootings happen because we remove God from schools. That's what their argument is. This is not an oversimplification. Go see what they're saying, and that's idiotic. All right. This is okay. So here,
Thank you, Mark.
next news.
Next news, on its crackdown on religion, China burned crosses at Christian churches. The Chinese flag and photos of Chinese President Xi Jinping and former Communist Party leader Mao Zedong will replace those crosses. China has intensified its crackdown despite its deal with the Vatican over the appointment of bishops.
Yeah, this is fucked up. This is not the way you fight religion, and not only so with Christians, they just sometimes destroy churches and sometimes they burn their crosses. Why did they, is this picture real? Like, they just burned a cross on top of the church? Couldn't they just remove it and burn it somewhere else? Isn't this like they're gonna burn the entire building?
Right, that was actually a clip from a video.
That's weird. So first of all, this is not the way you fight religion. Like, nobody changed their mind because you burned their crosses or destroyed their church. They're doing the worst than this to Muslims. They have concentration camps for Muslims in China right now, with millions of people there as well. So they're cracking down on Muslims. So this is, people call this China's crackdown on Christianity. This is not crackdown on Christianity or Islam. This is a crackdown on Christians and Muslims, something that we're very against, right? What they're doing is not gonna, like, when do you really imagine somebody is gonna see their cross on fire or their church destroyed or being arrested for being a Muslim and then change their mind because of that? Like, be like, oh, my church is destroyed, I guess I'm not a Christian anymore. Oh, they burned my cross, I guess I'm an atheist now. Like, how does that work? This is not right, right? By the way, for the people that,
Right.
and I also want to point that we post this often, right? And news like this often on Atheist Republic. A lot of people think that we only shit on religion, and we are biased with regards to news. But when people, do, I mean, China is an a these people that are doing this are atheists, right? So, and when they do
Right.
this to
Well,
religion, we don't ignore it, right? We don't ignore it. We report it and we condemn it. But go on, sorry, you were gonna say.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just going to say that apparently the whole backstory to this has to do with the Chinese law that they had set up to where religious followers are only allowed to worship in congregations that are registered with Chinese authorities. So they were allowed to congregate, but only if they were registered. So millions of these people, though, belong to these secret churches that are not registered, and so these are the ones that are being shut down, and things are being burned and put up.
Right, so the one government approved, so at first they were also destroying some churches before, right? So they just want to make sure that they have this whole religion thing under their thumb, right? Like,
Right.
they want to just, because they're scared of it, they just want to make sure they have full control over either, who's, what their activities are. Either way, this is, I mean, this is not the way. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, my personal thoughts are that if it's I don't believe that they should ban a person's right to their thoughts. I don't believe that they should it should be a thought crime. I don't believe they should be persecuted for it. I believe that they should be free to exercise whatever belief that they want. But I also believe that they should conform to the law. The Vatican has conformed to this. All the Catholic churches, conform to the law. They're all registered with authorities, but at the same time, I don't agree with them burning things and of that sort. That's really dangerous, and somebody innocent could get hurt, especially children.
I don't think it's the same thing. The Catholic Church says, like, if you want to be part of our franchise, then you have to follow these rules, right? But if you don't follow our rules, then you're a church separate from our franchise. You know what I mean? Like, you could sell anybody, for example, in Canada, could go, be like, hey, here's a cross. I have a church now, right? Even if you don't file for anything, you could get people to your house and start praying and shit, like, and call it a church. If you want tax exemption, then you have to go, like, file for shit and prove something. But there's no rules against people getting together and worshiping anything. Or you could get the 200 people and worship your carpet if you want to, right? And nobody's gonna stop you, right?
Exactly.
But in China, like, no. If people are getting together for any religion, you need a permit for that, right? So,
This has nothing to do with being, you don't have to be an official church or anything. They are against people worshiping, period, in a group without being registered. So they don't have to be an official church. You can just be in somebody's house worshiping, and they'll break down the door and arrest you.
right. Let me see about the top comment. I don't think it's the same thing as the, I mean, I'm not gonna defend the fucking Vatican, but I think this is even worse because it's not like, it's basically not freedom of, it's not a freedom of expression, right? Like, you have to, it has to be government approved, and I don't think that's right. I think this is how you be fundamentalist anyway. Adina is saying, I mean, religion is shit and needs to die out. But this isn't the way to do it. Exactly, Adina. I agree with Adina here. David is saying this kind of thing is totally unacceptable. I didn't even have to ask myself if being an atheist affected my feelings on it. This is wrong. Exactly, David. Oh, good. Because last time we posted this, a lot of the comments were saying, like, yay, China. But now this time around, the top comments are the opposite. Eric is saying, way too far. You kill false beliefs with evidence and logic. They're just making martyrs. Exactly. By the way, another thing you mentioned, Jim, like, it's just the rules, the country's rules. Well, sometimes we have very shitty rules, right? Like, not all rules are good rules, right? So,
Absolutely.
yeah, so let me.
And I mean, I didn't mean that they should follow immoral rules or rules that were contrary to their morals or whatever.
Right. And Soraya in the live chat is saying, Xi Jinping, is that how you say his name? Right. Xi Jinping is
Xi Jinping.
Xi Jinping, yeah, is getting psycho over religion. Xi Jinping is an atheist too. Yes, he is. Anywhere he admitted that. Soraya, I think the what you're worried about is that you don't want atheist asshole psychopath in our camp. I don't think we should shy away from that. Yes, he's an atheist. There are a lot of atheist people that are evil. There are a lot of any group of people have their own share of evil people, right? So, if even if every fucking atheist out there was evil, that doesn't make atheism not true, right? That doesn't make God any more real. So, it doesn't matter
Right,
if,
and just and he is an atheist, but he's not acting on behalf of any sort of dogma or scripture or doctrine that says that he has to do this on compared to some a religious extremist where they're doing this because their religion tells them to.
Exactly. The mad gatheist is saying President Xi Jinping apparently is infuriated by people saying he looks like Winnie the Pooh. Yeah, he is. The churches should put up poo pictures. I don't think they should do that. I don't think that would be dangerous. Please don't do that.
It's counter effective.
right? Muska is saying, Armin, I agree. You need to go after religious dogma and make people aware of better ideas. Exactly, Moose. Criticize the idea and not the person. Teach secularism, humanism, worldwide. Well, yeah, and teach why it works. Let me see if anybody in the Facebook chat, people, remember, if you want me to read anything, it has to be relevant to the news, and also it has to tag Atheist Republic. All right, nothing there. That was easy. So next news.
Next news is Michelle Bachmann. She's a former congresswoman. She said at the Values Voters Summit that Donald Trump has ushered the U.S. into an unparalleled golden time. And she also added that the president has put the United States on a pathway of blessing.
Holy fuck. Okay, just so we're clear, this is United States. Let's not assume that if we don't mention the country, then the country is United States. So this is United States.
I'm sorry, I should have mentioned that.
Yeah, no worries. It's normal. Okay, so thanks to Trump, we're golden time. I think, is she referring to the economy improving or anything?
She is referring to everything. She said that the president's made the most pro-life actions, the most pro-Israel actions, that pro-religious liberty. She said on every possible level, America's killing it.
On a pathway of blessing. So this is a very religious claim, right?
Oh, yeah. She said that she believes that it's because that God's people utilize the tool that God gave us.
I mean, okay, to be fair to what she's saying, they're kind of right when it comes to getting what the Christians want, right? A lot of people always mention that, oh, Trump is, why do Christians vote for Trump? Why do Christians like Trump? He doesn't do anything Christian, right? But they don't, but right. I think one thing that Christians did in the United States, which was smart of them in this instance, is that they looked beyond him, and they looked at what they can get from him, right? They wanted conservative judges, they wanted pro-Christian policies, pro-Israel policies, and Trump is doing all that shit, right? I mean, they actually were successful with Trump. Like, they managed to roll back the clock, and I mean, get a lot of the progressive stuff that was accomplished over many years is now going to be, especially, I'm hoping this new judge is not going to get confirmed, but if he does, then we're fucked. Like, I mean, even if he doesn't, they're going to come up with somebody else, I guess, that is kind of, that has the same views as he does. But if Kavanaugh doesn't get approved, that would be fantastic, right? But if he does, Trump is, even after his election, even after he's a president, he's going to leave a mark on the United States, like a Christian mark, that it's not going to be, we're not going to be able to get rid of, you guys are not going to be able to get rid of it for a whole generation, right? So Christians, right. Like Christians managed to get a lot out of Trump. So if you define blessings as things that Christians want, she's not wrong about this. What do you think?
Right. Well, I think that, I mean, she's saying that it's what Christians want, and you know, everybody's saying that he's pro-Christian, but I mean, really, he's only pro-conservative Christian. You know, there are left-wing Christians who claim to follow Jesus, and they're not so 1 Timothy and Old Testament. But unfortunately, the larger majority of the population is conservative Christian in the United States.
Right.
So I mean, yeah, he is doing what conservative Christians want for sure.
Yeah, and they're getting their votes worth, right? They're getting everything they wanted, right? So and yeah, right. Most conservative Christians are for all these policies, right? This is what I mean. For in the eyes of many Christians in the United States, this abortion alone is basically a human rights violation on parallel with anything compared to anything else. Like they think this is the all these fetuses being killed is a catastrophe that needs to be stopped. So anything, any doesn't matter if if Trump has screwed every fucking porn star under the sun. Doesn't matter. This is if it means stopping abortion, it's worth it.
Well, I mean, religious people are already professionals at making excuses and cherry picking for their own benefit, you know. So that this is nothing new for them, you know. Defending Donald Trump's actions, they've been defending horrible actions for the past 2,000 years.
Right. Robert in the Facebook comment section is saying Trump inherited a system in the middle of growth of political policies from his presidency. Oh, I think there's a dot missing. No, there's a dot. Trump inherited a system in the middle of growth. Yep. This is what I was gonna say if Michelle was referring to economics, but I don't think she's referring to that. She's referring to Christian blessings. But if she was referring to economics, what Robert is saying would have been my comment, that Trump inherited a system in the middle of growth. Policies from his presidency have hardly affected anything at this point. We'll see how it goes. This is very true, especially like a lot of people, a lot of presidents get credit or blame for the last president's policies coming to effect, right? Because people just think
Right.
like when you have a president, the policies just the impacts of the policies is just going to show ha happen as soon as they're president, right? Or within the first year or so, which is never the case. There's usually a 4-year delay or when you see most of the economic impacts, which is really horrible because that's exactly how long somebody is, you know, the presidency is, right? So people like every president is going to get blamed or credit for the last president's good work on the economy or bad work on the economy, right? So Mark is saying she missed the word. We're living in an unparalleled golden shower time. All right, Mark, good one. Okay, golden sh okay. Greatest president of my lifetime, easily. Greg is saying that, and he got a lot of shit for it. Can see a lot of, but so Audrey is saying Greg only a year and a half old, and you can read and write. Wow, that's impressive. Okay, it's getting into personal stuff. Let's see what the YouTube is saying. YouTube live chat. So the mad atheist is saying it's an unparalleled time. It's just not golden, it's orange. Moose Gal is saying she's a crackpot. I think she's referring to Michelle. Michelle Bachmann. Moose Gal is saying the reason why Christians like Trump is for the freaking Supreme Court and to overturn Roe versus Wade. I mean, too bad many Americans don't grasp what you're saying. If only Americans followed politics the way you do. I don't know. Many of them do. But thank you, Moose. But yeah, again, I think Christians have been smart about this. They've been voting based, not based on personality, but they've been voting based on issues they care about, right? So, which is kind of, this they got what they wanted. They got what they wanted. All right, so oh, let me see if I see get a Facebook live chat. Vivian is saying Atheist Republic, India, Italy, Austria are a few examples of countries who are against globalist ideas. I don't know why that's there. That has nothing to do with the news we're covering. Anything more relevant? Nope, that's about it. Okay, next news.
The next news is the Corallarium. It was an art piece created by environmentalist Jason Decares Taylor. It was destroyed last week after it was deemed anti-Islamic. It's happened in the Maldives, and as you may or may not know, Islam is the official religion in the Maldives, and the government ordered its destruction. The artwork was intended to allow sea life to explore freely, and it also acts as a new habitat for coral to grow on and for other marine species to hide in and thrive in. Then there were 30 human figures that were positioned on top, inside of the frame at tidal level, and with a few others submerged beneath. Half of these sculptures were based on life cast of actual Maldivians, with some reimagined as hybrid life forms.
Wait, can you actually read the headline again? So they're saying this artwork is a threat to Islamic unity?
Yes, okay, so the entire reason
You were
this
burying the lead
was
there. Okay.
so
So
the
there's
entire
art.
reason that
Yeah, okay.
this sculpture was destroyed is because the Maldivians use a word budu, BUDHU,
Oh,
which
for
means
fuck's
idol.
sakes.
Yeah,
Okay.
which, as you know, means idol it's considered a sin in Islam. To call anything an idol or to worship an idol. So, with Islam being the official religion or the major religion of the Maldives, the government, specifically Abdullah Yameen, took down this artwork, and they took it down very quickly.
It looks
They
beautiful.
went.
What?
It was gorgeous. If anybody has the time to look at it, check it out. It's called the Corallarium. It's gorgeous, and it's not only a beautiful piece of artwork, but it's also functional in that it helps preserve marine species.
Oh my God. Looks like a lot of hard work as well.
Absolutely, but luckily the government and some other people are coming together with the artist to create another.
Couldn't they just rename it?
Right. You would think that would be as easy as that, but
Like
you know
what?
how sensitive
We
people
don't
are.
like the name, so we're gonna destroy the art, so just change the fucking name. No?
Right. Well, and the sad thing was is that it was just a translation issue, you know, that the 'cause it was an English statement that described the word as a sculpture, but whenever they translate it into Maldivian, they translate it to Budu instead of sculpture.
A lot of people don't know how insane Maldives is. There's a two. It's basically paradise and hell, right next to each other. Paradise for tourists and foreigners, and it's hell for its citizens, especially people that are politically or anti-religiously active. It's not a very. It's very Islamic, right?
Right.
And yeah, this is insane. So wait, so like a cartoon like Moana or something, would that be like? Is that something that they would not show in the Maldives? Because that should be a popular cartoon. It's basically very based on the based on where they are, but it has other gods and shit like that in it. So is that probably a ban on that, I wonder.
I'm not sure, but I think this was more it was considered to be more offensive because it is a part of a public it's a public structure, you know, it's out where everybody
Right.
can see it,
They're thinking
which I
like,
mean,
go in.
yeah, I mean it should be no excuse, you know, but
Right.
you know, the sad thing is, like you were saying, in the Maldives, they are very Islamic. In fact, their whole government is made up of religious scholars and fatwa councils and stuff like that, and it's ridiculous.
All right. So Christian is saying Abrahamic cults always oppressing humanity's freedom of expression in any way of or form. Dermot is saying I think I'll give the Maldives a miss. Shame, really. Hopefully, oh, so basically he's saying he's not gonna go. Hopefully the prophet can save them from the rising seawater that will soon make the Maldives a distant memory. This is not fair. I mean, you're saying you're hope like are you saying this? You're hoping the entire place is wiped out because of the government there? Like there are a whole bunch of people there that have nothing to do with destroying this art. This is, I mean, is does that sound like he's happy that the whole place is going to be covered in seawater? That's not nice, right? Don't
Right.
you? Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that's not a very nice comment. Yeah, I mean, you. Yeah. Achille is saying God is so insecure he can't stand another sculpture or art getting even tourist attraction. Dean is saying so tolerant. Let me see if the YouTube chat. Okay. The mad atheist. By the way, I'm only reading the comments that Atheist Republic are tagged in YouTube and Facebook. So the mad atheist saying Islam is obviously so fragile. If a word threatens it, yep. Moonscale is saying Catholicism teaches you aren't supposed to worship false gods or idols. Yep, Islam does the same. That's why they destroyed these. Jay Tarney Smith saying it is the human forms that were the problem. I actually know Islam doesn't like human form. Did it have human forms in the art?
Yes, it did. It had 30, I believe, total.
Yeah, that's anti-Islamic. Yeah, well,
so in that picture that you see, the figures that look like people standing on top, those are actually mannequins.
Oh, I thought those are real people. Okay, so
that's part of the art form.
Yeah, so that might be why they destroyed it as well, because even if the name you change, you still have. So not in Shia Islam, because Shia Islams, they do draw human forms when they celebrate their imams and stuff. But in Sunni Islam, you can't have art that has human form in it, right? That's getting too close to an idol, right? So I guess not just the name. Just thank you for pointing that out, Tony Smith. That's anti-Islamic. But again, every time you say something is anti-Islamic, then they're going to point to some Muslims that made some art that has something like that in there. Like, yeah, in general, based on the four schools of Sunni Islam, it's anti-Islamic. I don't care what some Muslim does somewhere.
That's awesome. I mean, I did research on this, and the only thing that I could see that was offensive was the translation of that word sculpture. So that's you learn something new every day.
Yeah.
It's great.
So I'm actually not going to. Let's not say that for sure, but I'm suspecting that Jay is correct in this, because I know that to be an anti-Islamic, not just a statue, but also any drawings would be. But the thing is that they don't follow this, right? Yeah, you see Islamic cartoons, right? Islamic cartoons technically shouldn't exist, people because they're drawing human figures in cartoons, right? So,
right.
But sure, let's go to the next news.
The next news comes from the United States again, state of Alabama, in which the Blount County School District has been chastised for allowing prayer over the loudspeakers before football games. They said that prayers are to be replaced with a moment of silence. And during the first football game at Hayden High School, the players ran onto the field with signs reading, "In God We Trust." Students and parents were making an initiative, so a prayer is still said during the moment of silence. Ironically enough, Hayden lost 38-12 to their opponents.
So what does that mean? So the people that were against the prayers in school won?
They said that basically they decided that prayers need to be replaced with a moment of silence, but the people are still taking the initiative to make it a group thing, basically saying you don't have to participate, so shaming people that aren't participating, basically.
Wait, so how does that work? So
they can't do it as a school, but they can do it as individuals. Nothing says that as individuals, right, that they can't pray or anything. So they're doing this on an individual basis.
Yeah. So what do you
right.
think?
So,
I think that's fair for them to do that. But you're saying that they're using this as a way to shame the people that don't join them in prayer.
Well, I'm not saying that's why they're doing it, but it is a result of them doing it. You know, they're taking it upon themselves to lead these large group prayers and basically disrupting the entire football game and disrespecting the wishes and the final decision.
All right, but I think this is a win here, though, right? Like, they wanted to have it, they were having it on loudspeakers in the school, but now they're just. Everybody gets to pray. I think that should be allowed, and obviously, right? Anybody wants to have a pray themselves before playing, they should be able to pray. Nobody should be able to tell them not to pray. But if the school puts it on loudspeakers, then that's them enforcing their religion on people that are on other people, right? So,
right.
And I think now that they're not doing that, this is a win. Is that the...
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's a win, but this school district, the parents and the kids, they obviously aren't going to take it laying down. You know, the kids, you know, when they came out on the field to play football, you know, they were all holding signs saying "In God We Trust."
I mean, I think they should be able to do that, right? They're the players themselves, right?
Yeah. I mean, as individuals, but I mean, who knows, you know, if they're being pushed into doing this, or if they're being, you know, not necessarily supported, but pushed right. to, you know, pushed to do this.
I mean, I think if you don't like, yeah, I mean, that's a different argument. The legality of it but is resolved. Like, whatever they're doing right now, it's legal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's completely legal. I mean, they're conforming. It's not school mandated, and they're not forcing everybody to do it. So
right. Good. So AJ is saying he didn't stop global suffering, but he will help you win your game. How?
Except that they lost their game. So apparently they didn't pray hard enough.
Right. Yeah. So that's funny. Okay. So this is interesting. Let me see. Okay. Let's see if there's anything here. By the way, I think I'm also live streaming this on our Facebook group, but I can't check the live stream comments there. So the Facebook comments that I'm reading is the Facebook page, not the Facebook group. Okay. Sorry if I'm missing anything. If you want me to read your comments on Facebook, check that, the Atheist Republic's page. Anyways, next news. Oh, wait, hold on. Before we go to the next news, let's go back here. So Moose Gal is saying no religious anything should belong in any U.S. public school. Separation of church and state must be protected. Yeah, unless people do it, but individually. Anyways, next news. Sorry.
Next news is Frank Amedia. He's a televangelist who currently serves as Donald Trump's liaison for Christian policy. He told a gathering of POTUS Shield members, it's a group supporting the president of the United States, the current Orange Cheeto. He told them that he told a gathering of these members of a group called POTUS Shield, President of the United States Shield, and they're just a group of pro-Trump organization. But this televangelist told them that his prayers alone fixed a man's heart and a baby's heart, and that it also helped another baby grow kidneys. And there was another man who had a 100% occlusion in his heart. And of course, the televangelist just prayed for a new artery. And the next morning, what do you know? An artery had grown around, and the doctor said that they have never seen anything like it. And of course, none of these claims come with a doctor's name or a hospital or the patient, so to speak. Do we call that a patient? Somebody who's been cured by a televangelist? Do we call them patients?
I don't know. But hey, what is this? How is that position? Before how ridiculous this news is, I'm just surprised. I'm just amazed that this position even exists. What is his position again?
So his position, he is the liaison for Christian policy. So he's basically an advisor when it comes to policies that shouldn't exist.
For Trump. How is that even legal to have a position like that? Isn't that like mixing government and religion? Like, does he also have a liaison for Islam-related policies and satanic-related policies and Jewish-related policies?
Most Christian, or let me say, most presidents have or had a religious advisor, at least one, and usually it's a Christian religious advisor, and they act as a
Oh yeah, Hillary had
a
one too.
go-between.
Hillary had an advisor, even though she was never, like, she had
Right.
a religious advisor too.
Right. Well, and it helps to have a religious advisor when you're somebody like Donald Trump, who's not exactly up to par on Christian standards.
Yeah, but you need to have an advisor that is not religious himself, because then this guy's an idiot. But I mean, this is, you know what it reminds me is, like, reminds me when in cartoons when you have the king and they have it like a sorcerer. Like you have a w wizard or something that does like this, kind of like that, your magic person right next to.
Right.
But I don't
So,
know.
it, since you're talking about magic, I'm going to go ahead and break down this story a little bit more about this
Okay, go ahead.
baby who was born with. Okay, so apparently he gets a phone call, and this woman said, "Hi, Pastor. My baby was born with no kidneys. They've got her in the hospital. She'll never get out. They're telling me she's never going to be able to have a normal life. She's too young to get a transplant and all this other stuff." And he said, Do you believe?" And she said, "Well, that's why I'm calling you." And he said, I declare that baby's going to grow kidneys." And apparently that was the end of the conversation. And a week later, she calls him back and says, "The first kidney is grown." And he said, "We're not done. The second one's coming." And apparently she called back like a week later. Yep. There's another kidney.
Does he know that you can't grow a fucking kidney? What the fuck is
And apparently they
Oh
let
my
the baby
God, this is just...
go home within 2 weeks of a baby being born with no kidneys. They let the baby go home because they had grown a kidney or two
Kidneys. How
kidneys.
is this not like international fucking news over all over the medical like community? There would be doctors flying in from all around the fucking planet if this was anything close to, like, this would be the top scientific news everywhere right now if this was the
Right.
thing. Like,
Why
why
do
are the
we
doctors, like, why are we hearing it from him? Why are the doctors not calling the everybody and telling everybody that they just witnessed something extra?
Right? Well, I mean, why do people have to be organ donors anymore? You know, why can't we just pray people's, kidneys and organs back to health?
Why not just steal that baby and keep growing kidneys for everybody, right?
And just have a little kidney factory. It's like the goose that
I
laid
think
the golden egg. I
that
mean,
baby
it
needs to be cloned, and start, I don't know what the hell.
Well, I mean, kidneys are going for what, $6,000, $7,000 a pop at least. I mean, why is this pastor asking poor people for 10% of their money? Why isn't he just selling kidneys?
What and he's what? Why is it that things that are growing always internally? Why is it not like amputated, like hand, legs and stuff don't grow back, right? It has to be internally, right? I don't know, but this is
Oh
weird.
yeah, right. Right, yeah, it's always unseen ailments, and when it's people who are
Like,
paralyzed
how
or
does
in a
this guy even have a job? Like, I don't know how much. Like, this guy is getting paid so much money, probably. And he doesn't have, like, he thinks kidneys could grow back, like, grow like that. And like this people smarter than this guy are flipping burgers and making less minimum wage. And this guy is like hired like the president's fucking advisor. Like, what the fuck? Only religion gets you. Oh my God, this is so stupid. But go on, sorry, you were saying something.
I don't remember.
It's okay.
Oh,
But let me read the top comments. Christian is saying, why one and a half instead of two complete one kidneys?
no.
Maybe the baby already had like half a kidney? Is that why?
Nope,
No.
nope, nope. It said
The baby
the
had
baby
zero
was
kidneys?
zero kidneys, and she called him, and a week later one had grown,
Wait, you
and a
know
week later a
what
half
had.
of one had grown.
Wait, you know you can survive perfectly fine on one kidney, right?
Right.
So why did God add, why was a miracle, why was such an unnecessary second miracle? What?
Maybe God doesn't know that we can operate on one kidney.
Right. Why one and a half? So the deity incompetence is outstanding. Humans seem to always be better than their god. Nick, what are the chances that this was a prank call? There could be a prank
You
call.
know, well,
We
I mean,
should, you
I
know
don't
what we should
I
do? We should just keep calling people asking for prayers and then calling back and telling them, I asked for an erection, but now I have two dicks, right? Or
Yes.
like something. I don't know, something.
Oh,
Nick is saying, what the prayers weren't enough for two full kidneys. I'm sorry, I don't know the full story, just too funny. I hear shit like this. Okay, let's see what the YouTube chat is saying. Where were we in the YouTube chat? Troy is saying, televangelists are the worst. Troy is saying, part of me feels bad for the people that get conned by these televangelists. The other part feels that they are getting what they deserve. No, I think the first part of what you're thinking is more accurate, Troy, because people, I think people are stupid. A lot of people are stupid. I don't think that taking advantage, they deserve to be unhappy because they're stupid. I don't think it's fair for them to be taking advantage of their stupidity, right? I mean, stupidity is so common. I think stupid people deserve to be happy. A stupid shouldn't even be an insult. It's just way too common for me to be angry of all the stupid people. There's just way too many of them, and I can't be angry or upset about it. I want everyone to be happy, including stupid people. I think stupid people deserve to be protected more and taken care of more than other people. Not to, I don't think they deserve what they're getting because they're stupid. I think they deserve extra protection because they don't have the capacity to think logically about things. Soraya is saying, wow, can someone ask him how much funds he raises as a televangelist? Idiots on the TV. The mad atheist is saying, there's a Christian healing propaganda all the time. Miracles from Heaven, the movie where the little girl gets healed by falling out of the tree. Okay, so other examples like that. Let me just see if there are any comments here on Facebook. Again, sorry people on the group Facebook chat. I'm reading the f page face live chat. I think I missed some comments from the previous news. Sorry about that. But anyways, that's about it. Let's go to the next news. What is this? Okay.
The next news happened comes from Pakistan. In a small village in the Attic district, an 18-year-old girl and a 21-year-old boy were beheaded by the girl's father and uncle. The
What?
police are call yes, the police are calling this an honor killing. Apparently, the young girl and the young boy were having a relationship out of wedlock, and to secure the family's honor, they waited until the boy arrived at the girl's house, and then her father and uncle walked in, tied both of them up with ropes, and then beheaded them with a sharp object. We're not sure if that was a machete or what that was. Fortunately, both the father and the uncle have been arrested.
Okay, so where is this? 18-year-old. So the girl was 18. The boy was 20-year-old boy. Oh wait, both of them were beheaded?
Yes, both of them were beheaded by the girl's father
So the
and her
father
uncle.
beheaded the boyfriend and his own daughter.
Yes.
Beheaded her for dating a boy.
That's what it's looking like. Yes. They're
Well.
still conducting the investigation, but it looks like they were having a relationship, and they walked in, and apparently they were waiting for him to get there, and when he walked in, they tied them both up and beheaded them.
Holy fuck. The police is calling it an honor killing. So according to police, this was because they were dating. The man, so and the so the father and his bro the father's brother, the uncle, basically helped him. So two brothers got together and they beheaded two young happy couple. The man arrived at the girl's house and her father and uncle walked in, tied both victims' ropes, beheaded them with a sharp object. Both suspects have been arrested. What's the penalty for this in Pakistan? They're gonna get killed, right?
I mean that the if they're found guilty, I mean
It's
the
capital,
penalty is death.
right?
But if they were found to be in the right after the investigation is done, they found to be, that she was having sexual relations outside of marriage, I don't see them suffering much of a punishment.
I think they will still get the punishment in Pakistan, even if it was an honor killing. No?
I sure I would certainly hope so. I'm not entirely
Yeah.
familiar and well
No,
versed
no,
on
no.
that, but I would hope
Think.
so.
Yeah, they would. They would. I mean, Pakistan is fucking fucked up, but I'm hoping not that fucked up.
Right.
I mean, in. Yeah, so. Fucking hell. I mean, I can't imagine. Like, did they behead one of them and then the other one? And I can't imagine if one of them was watching the other one being beheaded and knowing that they're next. They're like, that's so fucking insane. Jesus Christ.
Right.
Imagine just being happy and enjoying someone else's
Absolutely.
company and then this happens to them. This is a fucking nightmare.
Right, they're more concerned with the way that other people in them than they are about having their daughter alive and happy.
Right. And you know, I think they knew they're gonna get they're gonna get arrested, but they took their chances because the honor of their family is more important than anything else. Like they don't they would they, based on what I've heard of from other people doing honor killing, even after getting arrested, they do not regret what they did. They think they brought honor back to their family by doing this, by doing this cleansing. Fucking hell. Let's see what the top comment is. Gary is saying that's not religion, it's more about culture. Oh, come on, Gary. This is the culture is religion. First of all, this is Pakistan. You know what Pakistan's culture is? Pakistan has only one culture. It's Islam. It's Islamic culture. The
Absolutely.
entire country was
Yep.
founded based on Islam. Honor, Christopher is saying honor killings, fucking savages. Exactly. Hadi is saying this happens very often in religious of in the religion of peace countries. Yep, well, even if it happens once, it's way too often. Danny is saying and murder doesn't bring shame on the family. Nope, apparently fucking not, because it was
Right.
a murder. It was a apparently they find that it was a murder that was done for the right cause. Some backward people around, and all because they fell in love. Ironically, the basic principle, apparently, of most religions. Yeah, they claim that's the most religions. Anything but is anti-love. Religion is anti-love. And to people that say this is culture, like, what culture are they referring to exactly? Like, this is in Islam. I don't
Right.
understand. Which culture?
Culture, I mean, religion is a part of culture. A culture is influenced by many things, and religion is the main influence in most cultures, including Pakistan. In fact, in Pakistan, it is the main influence in their culture. Like
Right.
Armin said, Islam is their culture.
Yeah, you see, okay, so first of all, even if something is culture, sometimes cultures are shitty, and we shit on bad culture just as we do with religion. And sometimes culture and religion mix so much that it's hard for you to see where culture begins and religion ends. And religion influences the culture, and culture influences the religion. But in this case, that line is not at all fuzzy, okay? This is definitely Islam, okay? I always admit when something is mostly something else, and religion has some influence, or maybe religion has no influence, but to deny the influence of religion here is insane. But you know, this is okay. Let me see. Theo is saying I'm late. Hi, Theo. Hey, so the mad gay theist is saying, I will never understand finding honor in murder. It's beyond disgusting. The thing is that killing, and what we you know murder back in you know back in the day was could bring glory. That's the number one. You know, if you look at any part of history in anywhere, you know, defeating enemies, defeating disgusting so-called people, was glorious and brought honor. So it's not something that is bizarre if you look at it historically. It's only bizarre because now higher and better moral standards, right? The problem with religion is that it doesn't let go of these barbaric standards, right? It just brings the past to now. It's just like we're trying to move on and be better people, and religion keeps bringing the past back to now.
Right. Yeah, and this is that's one of the reasons that I personally don't believe that we can reform religion in which their fundamentals rely on these principles, on these principles that our current society and our current culture are completely against. You can't ask a religion to change their fundamental principles and still operate with the same level of belief, and conviction.
Yeah, and again, this we can. People that say, "Oh, we can make religion better," I always say, "No, we can do much better than religion."
Absolutely.
Theo is saying, "Damn, honor-based systems are awful. Honor should be determined by how much dignity and love we give each other, not this 7th-century nonsense." Exactly. Moosegal is saying, "At least Catholics don't go off killing people for stuff like this." Well, they used to. One of the Ten Commandments is thou shalt not kill. Well, I mean, there's also commandments that tells you to kill. Score one for the Catholics. No, it's not score one for the Catholics. The commandments that tells you not to kill are next to the commandments that tell you that if you don't respect your parents, you should be stoned to death.
Yep.
So, anyways, Theo Mackey is saying, this isn't killing enemies in battle. This is predetermined murder. Yeah, I'm just saying the killing in general, killing for honor, killing for bringing glory, like even assassinations, right? Assassinating somebody, the evil, somebody disgusting, as they define disgusting, a king.
Right.
These would bring honor. This would bring glory, which is insane. So. I'm just
Yeah,
saying, yeah, go on.
so when you lived in these old times, the only time that people would that pe the only thing that people knew about you was your name, and your name was something that you carried on to your children. And so whenever somebody heard your name, that was like your credit score is today. If if you had a good name, then people would give you goods. They'd be more likely to help you out, or more likely to give you credit for goods. And so if somebody in your family so-called quote unquote tarnished your family's honor, the only way that you could redeem that honor is by killing that person who stole the honor from your family. And to a lot of people, honor was more important than their family, especially if that family member was a female.
Right, exactly. I bet you if it was the other way around, it like if their son had went and had sex with somebody, they wouldn't be doing this. You know, it's
They would
just,
have thrown him a party.
yeah, I mean, I don't know, but maybe not if it was outside of marriage. Maybe they just make him do Tawbah and ask for forgiveness or something like that.
Right.
But I'm just saying they don't feel it was because their daughter was approached that they feel such shame and disgust. If their son was doing something like this, they wouldn't think like shame was being brought to the family, I guess. Muscal is saying, I do realize the Catholics crusades, but that was many, many centuries ago. Yeah, but that's even within the essence of of Christian religion. Yeah, but again, yeah, Islam is way worse than Christianity, if that's the point.
Well,
Yes.
yeah, I mean, Islam is only is 400 years younger than Christianity. So if you go back 400 years in Christianity, that puts you right in the Crusade. So,
Right. Like, what?
our religions are right there along the same learning curve.
I don't know. I think even even if you compare the scripture, both of them are nonsense. Both of them are barbaric. Both of them are shitty. But Islam is definitely worse.
Right.
Islam is more violent. Islam is more gets has more instructions for getting mixed with the government. So yeah.
Right, that's
So
true.
yeah. Theo Mackey is saying. Theo Mackey is saying the Catholics get no points in investing basket donations on fancy robes and golden pimp. Anyway, this is not about the news. But yeah, anyways, let's go to. Actually, no, let me read the Facebook comment. See if anybody in the Facebook live chat from the Facebook page left us anything. No, nothing here. It's just a lot of discussions here. But most of them is between without Aethys Republic being tagged. So I'm gonna go to the next one. What's the next story?
Our last story is something that we were going to cover last week, but we didn't have time to. And since that story has come out, we've actually had quite a few updates. This comes from India, in northeast India, in the Punjab area, where nuns are marching with placards warning that their lives are in danger. There's a bishop, Bishop Franco Mullicchal. He has raped at least one nun 13 times between 2014 and 2016. He was arrested on the 21st, I believe, and he was held for 3 days with 8 and 9 hour a day interrogations. The victim has been questioned 5 times. The congregation to which the victim belongs to, they're called the Missionaries of Jesus. They handed out a certificate of innocence
Wait,
to the accused.
can you just tell us like what the he like the headline is that these nuns are being raped by a priest?
Okay, so these 5 nuns are marching with placards, basically saying that they are fearing for their lives because this bishop that has repeatedly raped this woman, this nun, and he's been raping her for the past 2 years, raped her at least 13 times. And there are 4 other nuns who also, can confirm that this has been happening. And like I said, this is in India, and the authorities are actually encouraging people to falsify their testimonies and say that the bishop is innocent. They're promising people 11 acres of land for anybody who has information or who will provide a testimony that they want.
So wait, so why are their lives in danger? What could happen to them?
They are afraid that they will also get raped by another bishop, and they're afraid that with this Bishop Mullicchal getting off so lightly, or appearing to get off so lightly, he has yet to go to trial. They believe that other bishops or other members of the clergy will also take advantage of that.
So the bishop was arrested for this. So that's the good news, right?
Yes. He was arrested at the time that the story had come out. He had not yet been arrested, and that's why the nuns were marching, because he had not been arrested at that point, but the victim had already been questioned, and so that was why the nuns were marching. But he was arrested about a week or 6 days or a week later, after these nuns marched. And he was interrogated for 3 days straight, and he was released. So I know that there is an upcoming trial. It's coming up Wednesday, this coming Wednesday.
Ooh, we should cover this again on next week then.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, we need to give an update on this. So hopefully all the facts come out, and that people hopefully that the government's attempts at trying to get false witnesses is obstructed. So
By the way, Suraya in the live chat, Suraya from India, he commented this art. He brought this to our attention in the YouTube as a comment for last week. So thank you, Suraya, for bringing attention to this. This is very important. Do you know how many Catholics are there in India? I'm gonna have to.
I don't know, not I don't know in the Punjab area, but I know that the Vatican has a lot of dioceses and a lot of churches in India. As far as the percentage of the population, I don't know, but they do have a very large Catholic following.
Suraya in the live chat is saying no one is satisfied with his arrest. Can you let us know why? Is he gonna? Is people are thinking that he's gonna get off like very? It's not
Right.
gonna
Well,
be.
it appears that the government is supporting him, that the because he's gone to the high court. That's where he was interrogated. And so I mean, it seems like they're working with him, especially since they are encouraging people to falsify their testimony. So it looks like they're working hand in hand, and that nothing's going to be done.
Wait, oh,
I
you mentioned it's the police that is getting the nuns to falsify their testimony? Or
Yes, that has been a claim, but there's already
oh,
been
I thought it was like the priests and stuff. You're saying the police? Oh, so the police was working with the priests to falsify people's test, like these nuns' reports?
right,
Jesus Christ.
and not only that, but something new that came up. The brother of another priest that's at the same church, because okay, so Bishop Franco is over the church. A member of the clergy underneath him, another priest, his brother has been arrested for conspiracy to murder the woman making the allegations of rape.
Okay, wait. That's crazy. I wonder, like, how we hear about all these ca Catholic churches in the U.S. and everywhere else doing this thing. I wonder how much shit is going on in India without much reporting on it or without that much investigation on what the priests are doing there.
Oh, I'm sure it's a lot. I mean, they send priests, all over the world, and I'm sure that it's kind of like, well, what was it that Trump said about immigrants? They're not sending their best.
Right. Oh, so you're saying that about the priest, the
Right.
manager, right? Theomaki is saying, "Oh no, this is awful. I worry about this celibate system in a misogynistic religious culture. It's a recipe for abuse and mistreatment. I hope these nuns keep fighting." Soraya is saying, "India has a mixed culture. We have all religions here." Yep, we. Soraya is saying police was avoiding the arrest. So this is why it took them 1 week to make their arrest, right?
Right. Yeah, they didn't do it until these nuns started marching. It was only five nuns marching with these placards, and eventually the word spread and other people started supporting them.
So it's weird to me then in India the police is worried about what the Christian, like I would think if this was like a Hindu temple or something and the police was avoiding them arrest, I would be like, yeah, of course it's fucking India. But if they're avoiding arrest of a Catholic priest, I don't understand why they're worried about that. Soraya is
Right.
saying, yeah, nuns who stood up against such stories are in fear to get killed. Soraya is, by the way, he's letting us in, he's been the one that has been researching this and sending it to us. And he's in India, so thank you for those comments. Let me see what the top.
Great.
Yeah. See, this one doesn't get that much traction. It's interesting because this should get a lot more traction. Like, this is India, right? So this was on the Facebook page, right?
Right.
Not that many people engage with this because I think a news story like this should get a lot more attention because there's a lot more people affected by stories from country like India, Philippines. By the way, if we have anybody from Philippines, Indonesia, Malaysia, we are very ignorant and we need about news happening in these countries, and there's a lot of religion related news happening there. So please reach out to us with stories that you want us to cover.
Absolutely.
And also Bangladesh, Pakistan. Yeah. So let me see if they have any comments, more comments on YouTube. Soraya is saying it took 90 days to arrest as per law. Oh, 90 days. Then again,
Really?
yeah. Then again, a week after. Oh, so it was a week after the protest, but 90 days apparently after when what they should have. After
Oh, so
Vatican.
90 days after she reported it.
Yeah. So
Wow.
after Vatican took away his bishop. Oh, so. And they only did it after Vatican took away his bishop authority.
Right.
See?
Well, it wasn't the Vatican
Oh.
that did it though. He volunteered to give up his bishop position to somebody else.
So apparently he played himself because if it was that really the reason why they didn't arrest him? This is kind of like
Well,
get out of jail free card, no? You go.
they're saying that they didn't arrest him initially because he said that the only reason that she's making these allegations is because he had previously reprimanded her for having sex with a married man, a taxi driver, I believe.
Right.
And yeah, and that was one of the things that the authorities were having people do was to falsify these statements, saying that she was just mad because she got caught sleeping with a married man.
Right, she's risking her life because she was just upset. Jesus Christ.
Right.
All right, Theo Mikey is saying we need to ask Indian members of Atheist Republic to help us investigate what's been going on with the Catholic Church on here. Yes, out there, yes, please. People from India, please come on the live chat, comment, leave comments. Anna reviews the comment section every time we post these, so thank you. So please do that there if you have anything that we want us to correct. Or anything that we want us. Oh, actually, after this, let's do a correction on last week's news. Theo Mikey is saying good and bad news too. Okay, so was there a recent update that we needed to cover about this, or no? That was all everything, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
that was
Okay.
everything.
All right. So before we go, can you give us a correction on last week's news?
Last week's news. You're
Yeah.
gonna will you refresh my memory? I've
I
slept since
forgot.
then.
I just remembered that we needed a correction in last week's news. Remember, I mentioned to you.
Oh
Okay.
yes, I remember somebody mentioned it in the YouTube comments, I believe.
Yeah, so I think it was the investigation that was done on the priests for last week's news. It wasn't started by the priests themselves, but
That's
something like that. But what I suggest you do is like go and leave the correction as a comment into last week's YouTube news, and what I'll do, I'll just go pin it, right?
that works. That works. I'll
Yeah.
do that.
Okay. So if there's anything that you guys think that we didn't report accurately, please comment the corrections to it in the comment section, and if it's correct, we'll pin that comment to the top. Or if there's more than one of them, we'll make multiple and pin both all of those comments to the top on our YouTube channel. Anyways, thank you everybody. Oh, let me see. Theo Mikey is saying you were wrong. So does that mean we can never rely on you ever again and go read the Quran? Yes, that means that you all have to go
Absolutely.
abandon ship. Anyways, thank you guys in the live chat. Oh, Mike is here. We didn't know he was. Mark is saying live long and prosper. Thank you, Mike. Theo Mikey, Katie Atheist, the Moose Gal, Soraya, the Mad Gatheist. Oh, hi, Mrs. Snarky, Old Scratch, everybody here. Theo Mikey, I already mentioned. People in the Facebook. J Tony Smith, Sab, VJ, Jess, everybody else in the top that I'm. But yeah, thank you guys. Thank you for making this. Thank you for correcting us. Thank you for commenting. Thank you for disagreeing with us. Thank you for disagreeing with us. And see you next week. Bye.